We're used to Friday night fireworks at the ballpark. Maybe not typically this early in the night. Not the second inning. Scoreless, top of the second. Leading off for Toledo, Chad Huffman.
To left field, forget about it. Into the bullpen, off the very top of the back wall by Huffman. And I think he damaged the video board above the Pigs bullpen.
It's the first time in five meetings this year the Hens have scored first. But it didn't last long. Bottom of the second, one out. Andrew Knapp to the dish for Lehigh Valley.
Now the pitch swung on. This one is rifled out left field pretty deep. Going back, Collins at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps. Forget about it. It's out of here. Right where he had the walk-off double a night ago. This time over the fence for a game-tying knapsacker.
1-1, the score through two. Scoreless the next three and a half frames as both Jake Thompson for Lehigh Valley and Matt Boyd for Toledo figured for quality starts tonight. Thompson went eight innings. Boyd went six. Thompson allows three runs. Boyd two. Back and forth we went, so they didn't factor in the decisions. Pick things up again in the bottom of the sixth. Nick Williams leads off with a hit. Steals the base, brought home on a two-out single by Cam Perkins. 2-1, Pigs in front. But answered by the Hens in the top of the seventh. Longtime big leaguer Casey McGee leading it off.
Here's the 2-0. And the pitch swung on and drilled in the air. High and deep out to left field. An absolute no-doubter. Solo shot for McGee. Into the bullpen and left. And like that, we're tied at two.
That happened literally two batters after Perkins drove in the go-ahead run. So 2-2 the score. Pigs back up to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs for Taylor Featherston.
And the pitch swung on a drill in the air. High and deep out to left center field. Way back there. And this ball is on the lawn in left center. An 0-2 pitch launched out of here by Featherston. His fifth. And the Pigs are back out in front. It's now 3-2.
And Featherston homering for the second night in a row. Trading runs, we go back and forth with the long ball. Top of the eighth with two outs for Tyler Collins of Toledo.
3-2, we're in the eighth. Thompson wheels and he deals and it swung on, ripped out left field deep. Back goes Ruff at the track, at the wall. We are tied, a home run to left. Just over the small wall by the pig pen in left field. And Tyler Collins, his third home run of the year, has made it a 3-3 game.
And that small wall and left proved important tonight because four of five home runs in this game cleared that fence. All five of them solo shots. So after four consecutive half innings of one run scored, we'd go to the ninth. Tied 3-3. Last licks for the Pigs in the bottom half of the inning. Leading it off, Brock Stassi lines out to first base. Followed by a ground out to second by Darnell Sweeney. So one out away from sending it to extras and no one on base for Lehigh Valley versus Drake Britton, the fourth pitcher used tonight by Toledo manager Lloyd McClendon. Remember, they used 10 last night. So with two outs, Carlos Alonso extends his brief hitting streak since returning, busting out an infield single on a grounder deep in the hole to short. The next batter up, Taylor Featherston.
It'll be an 0-1. Britton kicks and delivers, swung on, hit a mile high, shallow right center, a long run for Bernard, he'll get there, and underneath it, drops the ball! He drops the ball! Alonso around third will score! And the Pigs walk off in another wacky and wild fashion here on this homestand. You've got to be kidding me! Featherston mobbed. His pop-up was a long run-in from right field for Bernard, who dropped the ball. And the Pigs will walk off 4-3 in another improbable fashion here on this homestand.
The only error of the game comes on the game's final play. It's the third walk-off win in five games of this homestand for Lehigh Valley. The Pigs walking off for the second night in a row versus the Hens. Lehigh Valley has still not lost to Toledo yet this season. They are 5-0. Again, the final score, a walk-off win in the bottom of the ninth. Lehigh Valley wins it 4-3.